Brunswick attorney and former Democratic Speaker of the House John Richardson is being remembered as a skilled and thoughtful politician and advocate for workers who wasn't afraid to reach across the aisle during a contentious time at the State House. Richardson died of an apparent heart attack Tuesday at the age of 62. Mal Leary has more.
Democratic Governor Janet Mills was early in her career as a member of the House of Representatives in 2005 when Richardson was elected Speaker. He named her to the Budget Writing Appropriations Committee and worked with her on a number of major issues, including elimination of a $1 billion budget deficit. Mills says Richardson's skill as a negotiator was impressive as he worked to pass legislation while the House was evenly split between the two major parties.
At one point in time, the votes in the House were basically tied, and he had to really negotiate hard. I think he demonstrated his negotiating skills that were just way above par.
Mills says Richardson could be partisan and strongly support the Democrats' position on some key labor issues like retirement benefits for first responders. But Mills says his strong advocacy did not stop him from making friends of all political persuasions.
He was the king of fraternization, in a sense. He was very adept at finding common interests with other people.
In addition to serving as Speaker of the House, Richardson was appointed Commissioner of the Department of Economic and Community Development during the Baldacci administration. Former Democratic Governor John Baldacci said he was a dedicated public servant and thoughtful political commentator whose wit and wisdom will be missed. Attorney and former Republican State Representative Josh Tardy served as the House Minority Leader while Richardson was Speaker. Tardy says Richardson could fight hard, even use harsh language in debate, but they were still friends.
We could fight politically and then actually get together for a debrief at night in a social setting and laugh about it. And, you wish there were more of that in politics nowadays.
Richardson sought the party nomination for governor in 2010. He survived by his wife, Dr. Stephanie Groves, and three adult children. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.